This is The Brief on kingdom-minded collaboration in missions. You know, a February 2026 research report just revealed something kind of crazy. Top-performing mission organizations are enthusiastically sending their applicants right over to rival agencies. And honestly, it's not just a nice thing to do, it's an absolute strategic necessity. First, candidate hoarding is totally backfiring. The 2025 launch survey shows 68% of Gen Z candidates are contacting multiple organizations, compared to just 40% for Gen X, right? So possessively holding on to applicants just to hit your recruitment metrics completely destroys trust. It's exactly like acting like a high-pressure car dealership. Gen Z will instantly sense they're just a product and walk right out the door. Since we know they're shopping around, second, you really need to master the warm handoff. If someone has a different geographic calling or ministry style, don't just hand them a generic rejection. Give them a personal introduction to a specific contact at a better aligned agency. Now, you might be asking, so how do you tell someone they aren't a fit without making it feel like a rejection? Well, you lead by affirming their calling, and then you get super specific about why another agency is just a better home. But why voluntarily give away a great candidate? Finally, it's all about a surprising ROI. Referring candidates actually benefits you big time over a 3 to 5 year horizon. It builds massive credibility, gets other agencies sending folks back to you, and naturally attracts applicants who actually fit. Now you're probably thinking, wait a second, if I give away my candidates, won't my deployment numbers tank? Well, no, because a poorly placed missionary costs way more in the long run than simply building mutual trust. True mobilization isn't about recruiting for your own pipeline, it's about guiding people to where they can serve the kingdom best.